Sukkah Per Gimel, Mishnah Dalad 3-4. We will talk about the number of each of the minim you need when you shake your arba minim. And we will also revisit the question of the hadas to some degree. So here we go. It says, Rabbi Yishmol Amer. According to Rabbi Yishmol, Shlosha Hadasim, you need three hadasim, three myrtles, Ushtei Aravos, two willows, Lulav Echad, one lulav palm branch, Ve Esrog Echad, and one Esrog, the old citron fruit. He understands those numbers are requisite based on the psukim themselves. The reason why Shlosha Hadasim, you need to have three Hadasim, is because the pasuk refers to it as Anaf Eitz Avos, a branch from a braided tree, and those three words indicate that there are three as the minimum. There's a separate approach in the Meforshim, which I happen to be very partial to, which understands the reason why you get three out of the words Anaf Eitz Avos is because Avos means braided, and if you're going to braid a challah, a chain, a hair, a rope, you need to have a minimum of three. Less than that, you can't braid. So for that reason, three is the minimum that you can have for hadas. As far as the aravos go, you need shtei aravos, two of them. The reason why is because the pasuk specifies arvei nachal, which means willows, plural, from the brook, and the minimum for plural is two, so you need at least two aravos. Lulav echad, one lulav, because although the pasuk does say kapos tamarim, that's two words, and also kapos is a plural, fronds of a date palm, but the word kapos is written without the letter vav, making it like a chaser, it's missing a letter, and it looks, if you didn't have the vowels, how to read it, looks like kapat. Kapat tamarim would be a single. Kapas means a one frond as opposed to multiple fronds, and based on that missing vav, we understand there's just one lulav. And finally, the esrog echad, and one esrog, because the pasuk says pri eitz hadar, and a pri is singular as opposed to peros, so one esrog. So that's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. Now, Rabbi Shmuel continues to talk, but what's quite perplexing and rather confounding about the Mishnah is that Rabbi Shmuel changed his shita and sort of changes his tune, and sort of mid-sentence, we're getting a new shita here, as you'll see in a second, because he says, Afilu shnaim katumim ve'echad enu katum. When it comes to the hadas, it's okay if of the three that you have, two of them are niktam rosham, their heads have been chopped off, meaning the top of the stalk of the hadas has been removed, as long as one of them isn't katum, one has its whole top of its branch intact. Now, the Gemara asks, wait a second, this is not adding up. You have two options. Either niktam rosho, having its head chopped off, is invalidating, or it's not. If it invalidates the hadas, so then what does it help to have one good but two not good? If you need three, the two not good should make it no good. And if the chopping off the head doesn't invalidate it, then why do you need to have one that hasn't been chopped? Let have all three be having niktam rosho, and that should be okay. So the Gemara answers that indeed Rabbi Shmuel has changed his shita here, and he actually decided, after the fact, that you need simply one hadas to be yotzi. He holds that niktam rosho is puzzle, so as long as you have one of the hadas stalks that haven't had its head chopped off, then it is a kosher hadas. As far as the other two goes, they're actually not necessary, but to make it that much nicer, it's good to have three there, and therefore he says, as long as one is technically kosher, the other two, to add to the beauty of the having three, can be used even if they are niktam rosho, had the chop, the head of the twig cut off. Rabbi Tarfon disagrees. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, afilu shloshtan katumin. Rabbi Tarfon says, niktam rosho is not a pasul when it comes to hadas. If the top of the hadas is chopped off, it's not invalid. And the reason why he holds that is because, unlike the other minim, the essential components and perhaps even beauty of the hadas is this triplicate nature of its leaves that go up, making give this sort of like avot, this sort of like a braided look. And if you chop off the top of the twig, still the leaves will come up above and sort of conceal the fact that the top of the twig, niktam rosho, has been chopped off. And that being the case, it's not no longer hadar, it still is hadar, and therefore, according to Rabbi Tarfon, if it's niktam rosho, it's still kosher. He, however, requires that you have three, like the drush said before, and therefore you'll need to have three hadasim, but if you all three are in niktam rosho, it's still going to be kosher. The halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon. Again, pointing something out here, the Bar Tanura goes like Rashi, who understands that the reason why Niktam Rosho is kosher when it comes to a Hadas is because the Hadas doesn't need to be Hadar, doesn't need to be beautiful like the Esrog. That's the Bar Tanura Shita like Rashi. And he understands that applies similarly to the other Minim, meaning that's why Rashi said in the previous Mishnah that the Arava, which is Niktam Rosho, is also going to be kosher. Notwithstanding that the Mishnah said it's pasul, he said the halacha is not like that, going like the Rambam. This is a very difficult shita and not in a in accordance with conventional halacha or the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore we say, in fact, that all four minim do need to be hadar on the first day; they need to be beautiful. And according to Tosos, the Rosh, Ashkenazim, it needs to be for all 7 days hadar, and therefore you can't have a not hadar min. Any of the four species, all four species must be Hadar on the first day, for sure, and Midrabban the 7 days, all 7 days, according to Ashkenazim, Tosfos, etc. Nevertheless, when it comes to the Hadas, in contrast to the Arava, Niktam Rosho doesn't make it on Hadar because the leaves cover the top branch, and you can see it so much. It's still Hadar, even though it has been Niktam Rosho when it comes to Hadas. When it comes to the Arava, no, Niktam Rosho is puzzle, like a lulav of Niktam Rosho is puzzle. And finally, Rabbi Akiva Omer Kashem Shalulav Echad VeEsrog Echad. Rabbi Akiva says, just like you need to have one lulav and one esrog, he rejects the drushas. He says, so too, Kachadas Echad VaRava Achas. You also need to have just one hadas and one arava, one of each, no more than that. There's three shitas there. Interestingly, if you learn the Ramban on the Chumash, he seems to suggest, at least perhaps, he contradicts himself a little bit, but he seems to suggest that Midorais, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. However, conventional halacha is no, we need to have like Rabbi Tarfon. And let me sum up the three shitas here so you get them clear. Okay, so according to Rabbi Yishmael, the first Tana, but after he changed his mind mid-tune in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yishmael holds, you need to have one hadas, and that hadas cannot be katum, must have be intact on top, and you need to have two aravos. According to Rabbi Tarfon, you need to have three hadasim, but it's okay if they're katum, if their tops have been chopped off because they're covered up, and you need two aravos. According to Rabbi Akiva, you need one hadas, it can't be katum, and you need to have one arava. Halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon, meaning we want three hadasim, but Niktam Rosho is going to be kosher, and two aravos. Okay, and that's the halacha. As a final point here, the truth is that everyone agrees that these are talking about the minimums, but if you want to add extra hadasim, you want to have more than three, you're allowed to. That's perhaps even beautifying the mitzvah. It's not in the category of Baal Tosef, of adding against the rules, against adding to a mitzvah, because the pasuk specifies anaf eitz avos, and that's a plural. Now you see why one of the reasons why I have a preference for that pshat that avos is the minimum for three, because you can breed more than three. Same goes with arve nachal is a plural, and therefore you could have not just two, but you could have three or four or five or six or however many you want. Willows as well, willow branches, your aravos can be added to, and that's also okay, not Baal Tosef. Everyone agrees to those 2 points. As far as lulav and esrog, it's actually a machlokas in the Rishonim, but the Shulchan Aruch says no. One lulav and one esrog, don't add to them. And while it's ideal in the custom and for most people to have exactly one lulav, one esrog, as well as your three hadasim and your two aravos, if you want to add hadasim and some kabbalists and there's some minhagim that add to beautify it, that would be lahalacha acceptable.